The surprise is here. So imagine if I did something where I showed off every single old phone I own. Well, at least the ones that power on and have talkback. Guess what? We're gonna do that. This is gonna be scheduled to be published. I will not publish it manually. It'll go up at an unknown time, and you will not know about it. I won't make a post about it. I will just hit the schedule button, pick a time, and set off into the bed, retire to sleep. When I wake up, it will be published. So, today is the moment that some people have really been waiting for, and I know a lot of people want to see a certain phone that they have never seen before featured on here, and I did charge this. It's been on the charger for 2 hours now, so I'm hoping that it does hold the charge for at least 15 or so minutes. But we're not going to start with that phone. This phone's going to be the second one. The first one is everyone's favorite phone, the Samsung Transform. We're going to power these on, talk about them, and turn them off again because I don't want to keep this phone or any of these phones on when they go into their bag. Fun fact. This phone, the Transform, hasn't been on the charger up till today for over a month. And it was still on and at 50% battery when I took it out of the bag this morning to turn it off and charge it. I did turn it off, managed to turn it off, and I did charge it just for tonight. So let's turn it on, guys. Let's go. Okay, let me see something. Maybe having a power on issue. There you go. It's just being really, really stupid. That was really odd. Usually it vibrates. Guess I'm gonna have to figure that out.
Here I am, a brain the size of a planet, but you want me to just make phone calls. Here I am, a brain the size of a planet, but you want me to just make phone calls.
Just ice-free shell booting up as always. It's doing alright. And Pico. Pico should be loaded by now.
Phone lock. Applications. Accessibility driver. Ice free shell. Books. Browser. Calculator. Calendar. Camera. Clock. Contacts. Email. ECTT. Ice free keyboard wizard. Ice free shell. Gallery. Gingerbread. Braille. Google search. Latitude. Blow window TTS Mets. Blow window TTS Susan. Mets. Market. Messaging. Music. My files. Navigation. News and weather. Phone. Places. Reset talkback. Settings. Spring hotspot. Spring ID. Spring zone. Talk. Spring zone. Spring ID. Spring zone. Talk. Test manager. Voice dialer. Voice search. Voicemail. YouTube. Accessibility books. Browser. Calculator. Calendar.
This phone is...
Calendar. Alert phone options. Accessibility preferences. Accessibility preferences. Alert from options. Ring 5. Ice free shell. Books. Browser. Calculator. Alert from options. Alert power off. Your phone will shut down. Okay. Cancel. Click. Alert power off shutting down.
So that's enough of this phone. You've seen a lot of that phone. That is the Samsung Transform from 2009. Here is the one that everybody, well, one person keeps asking me about, and I just have been putting this one off because of the fact that this phone just takes 50 bajillion years to power on. This is the HTC Evo 4G LTE from 2012, running Android 4.3 and HTC Sense 4 Plus. Now, it only got Ice Cream Sandwich 4.2 and 4.3. It did not last very long. This phone was a failure. Most of these Sprint phones were failures. This phone had LTE, but LTE came about 4 or 6 months after its launch, I believe. Let's turn it on. Or let's hope to God this turns on. It does turn on. It vibrated. Thank God. I don't know if this has a startup sound to it. I will be legitimately honest here. Don't believe it does.
Screen off. Ringer vibrate. 6 p.m. Ringer vibrate.
You have to swipe on a disc to unlock it, and this is not accessible. 6:01
p.m. Ringer vibrate.
I don't like this phone for a very good reason.
Device, home, voicemail. Voicemail.
This, like.
Voicemail. Voicemail. Voicemail.
Yeah, I. Totally agree. Voicemail. This phone is just
ringer 10%. Ringtone volume set to 85%. Voicemail.
Can we go to the app screen? I don't know. Gonna have to use that capacitive home button. This phone is not a very great phone in terms of accessibility, and for that I totally blame Sense 4 Plus. Look at this. It's pathetic.
Apps.
It's pathetic.
All frequent downloads. Button. Menu button. Latitude. Internet. HTC Mobile Guide. Local. All. Gmail. Gallery. Gmail. Google. Google Plus. HTC Mobile Guide. Internet. Latitude. Local. Gmail.
Let's do this.
Internet. Latitude. Local. Mail. Maps. Gallery. Gmail. Gallery. Gmail. Gallery. Google Plus. HTC. Internet. Latitude. Gmail. Google. Google Plus. Gmail. One third. All.
All apps.
Google search. Edit box. Search. Tap to speak button. Menu button.
There's a lot of parts on the screen that are not labeled.
Edit box. Tap to speak button. Can't search the retry button. Can't search the web because retry button.
Just, can we not, let's not do that. Let's.
Can't search the web because the retry button. Edit box. Search. Can't search the web because there's system UI. System UI.
In another area that's not accessible at all, as we can see.
Landscapes. Screen off. Ringer 85%. Portrait.
So, that Evo is a nightmare. It is a nightmare and a half to use. It's not accessible. 2012, HTC Sense, all-time low. If any blind person had an HTC and they modded their HTC phone back in the day, I would totally understand and agree with your opinion. Because that's pathetic. That is pathetic AF. HTC 4 plus... HTC Sense 4 Plus, fail. Alright, the next phone, and I finally found out what model this is thanks to the previous owner. I contacted him tonight, and I asked him to make sure that I was giving you guys the right information. We no longer need to call it the unknown HTC. It is the HTC One. And it is the sort of the last popular phone from HTC. It's the last phone to ship with Beats Audio. And I was told that if I wanted to update this to 5.0 Lollipop, I will lose Beats Audio. I am thinking about making this phone Google Play Edition for some certain reasons. However, I am very unsure if I want to do that or keep the stock Sense or the AT&T ROM. Let's turn it on.
Portrait. Dual screen off.
So these speakers are suffering from a defect where the wires aren't properly inside of them. They are suffering from a defect the owner called phasing. So that is why they sound slightly off. A lot of these HTC ones do come with this design defect, and it just so happened that my friend got an HTC one with said design defect. He got this new in box, and I did ask him what was wrong with the speakers because I was a little concerned. Eloquence sounds terrible through this phone, And that was one of the reasons I switched since. Also, I am not an Eloquence fan. You guys already know that by now. Anyways, let's unlock it.
12:01 PM.
I don't even know.
Device unlocked. Home screen. 01/12:01. No weather data available. Connect and share with. Get the latest news that matters to your phone. Messages. All apps. Internet. All apps.
I actually do like this phone now.
Internet. Camera. 12:01/Metamiri. No weather data available. Calendar. Facebook. Gallery. Maps.
Facebook.
Contacts. TV. Folder. Media. Folder. Google. Folder. AT&T. Phone. Messages. Home screen. Internet. Camera. 12:01/Metamiri. No weather. Calendar. Facebook. Gallery. Maps. Contacts. TV. Folder. Folder. Google. Folder. AT&T. Folder opened. 4x4. 12:01/Metamiri. No. Calendar. Facebook. Gallery. Maps. Cont. TV. Folder. Folder. Edit. Phone. Messages. Home screen. Internet. Camera. Edit. AT&T Drive. AT&T Family Map. AT&T Drive Mode. AT&T Fab. AT&T Locker. AT&T Navigator. AT&T Ready to Go. Messages. My AT&T. AT&T Smart Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi Mobile. Device Help. Wi-Fi Hotspot. Mobile TV. Power. Usage. Games. AT&T Code Scanner. Folder closed.
So this phone is running Android 4.4 and an unknown version of HTC Sense. This is the most accessible HTC I own.
Alert phone options. Showing items wanted. Phone options. Power off. Shut phone. Alert.
Powering down.
Screen off.
I hope I powered down. I'm gonna start throwing hands in 5 minutes if it didn't. This phone lures you into a false sense of security that it actually powered down, and it most likely didn't. It went into a shutdown state. It, like, hibernated, and it actually didn't. You can't be too sure with this thing. I feel like I'm on fucking planet Uranus. And a guessing game to see if this phone actually powered down for me or not. So, these are all of my phones. The first one we covered has Pico TTS as default. The second one we covered had Google TTS as default. And that's the phone y'all have never seen before. And the third one is the HTC One. I wish I could have done more with these guys. However, connecting them to the internet, you really can't do much with them. Google Play Services, I think, is only updated on one of them. The others, I think, they've all been cut off by now. Anyways, thank you guys for watching, and I hope you enjoyed this.